The regular diners began to show up at 5 o'clock. By 4:15, the dish line crew was in full swing and stayed that way for an hour. Lots of dorm kids went home for the weekend, but those who stayed all showed up on Saturday night, which was beans and franks and cornbread. Dessert was Jell-O. At the Palace on the Plains, dessert was almost always Jell-O. If Cook was feeling frisky, you might get Jell-O with little pieces of fruit suspended in it. Carol was doing silverware, and just as the rush began to subside, she wheeled away from the pass-through, shaking with laughter. Her cheeks were bright crimson. What came rolling along the belt was Skip's work. He admitted it later that night, but I knew right away. Although he was in the College of Education and probably destined to teach history and coach baseball at good old Dexter High until he dropped dead of a booze-fueled heart attack at the age of 59 or so, Skip by rights should have been in fine arts. Probably would have been if he hadn't come from 5 generations of farmers who said, "Ea," and "Cost 12," and "Should smile and kiss a pig." He was only the 2nd or 3rd in his sprawling family. Their religion, Skip once said, was Irish alcoholic, to ever go to college. Clan Kirk could visualize a teacher in the family, barely, but not a painter or a sculptor. And at 18, Skip could see no further than they could. He only knew he didn't quite fit the hole he was trying to slide into, and it made him restless. It made him wander into rooms other than his own, check the LPs, and criticize almost everyone's taste in music. By 1969, he had a better idea of who and what he was. That was the year he constructed a papier-mâché Vietnamese family tableau that was set on fire at the end of a peace rally in front of the Fogler Library, while the Youngbloods played Get Together from a borrowed set of amps and part-time hippies worked out to the beat like tribal warriors after a hunt. You see how jumbled it all is in my mind? It was Atlantis, that's all I know for sure, way down below the ocean. The paper family burned, the hippie protesters chanted, "Napalm, napalm, scum from the skies," as they danced, and after a while the jocks and the frat boys began to throw stuff, eggs at first, then stones.